Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osiphalele ithuba lokuba sihlangane namhlanje kusini.
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity that we might gather like this today.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi singakwazi ukuhlangana ngosuku lwangesonto.
And we thank the Lord that we can meet again on a Sunday.
Sithanda ukuba ke sibingelele bonke abazalwane bakhona lapha e-auditorium nasendaweni eziningi ezahlukahlukene lapho besilalele bekhona.
We like to greet George's children here in the auditorium today and anywhere across the world where you are listening.
Kumusa kuyinhlanhla ukulibona usuku.
It's grace, it's a privilege that we can see and meet up with a day like this.
Kuleli lakithi kumnandi kufudumele. Kuyashisa phandle kusuku oluthokozelekayo.
Now for us here in South Africa, it's a wonderful day. It's warm outside, or getting hot.
Kwase ngathi ukufudumala kwelanga okuyimvelo kaNkulunkulu asenzele yona kungaba ukufudumala nenhliziyo zethu.
And may the natural heat which God created through the sun outside also create something. And a natural heat be created within our hearts.
Sithanda ukuba ke samkeleke bonke okungenzeka ukuba bakanye nathi abangajwayele ukuhlanganyela kanye nathi. Sithanda ukuba nizwe leni sekhaya.
We now welcome everyone that maybe usually isn't here and really feel at home.
Kuyajabulisa ukuthi sibone abazalwane, sibonane ubuso nobuso. Akukafiki la sifisa ukuthi kufike khona.
And also we are so happy, so privileged that we can see you face to face again. It's not there where we wanted to be, but we thank the Lord that he has allowed us to do it in this way. Also, we're so thankful for that which we could sing, which really warms the heart.
Manje ngesikhathi ngilungiselela ukuza la kungena ucingo nje sethi ngiyaphuma manje inhliziyo nendlebe isocingweni enye inhliziyo ikulomculo enguzwa ngile phansi kodwa indlela umculo bomnandi ngakho.
When I left home this morning somebody rang, so with one ear I was listening to what this person was saying to me and the other ear I was listening to that wonderful music which came from the auditorium.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu kuyizinto ezingamagugu ebese sezisinyamalelele isikhathi eside.
And things that were really meant a lot to us, which was a treasure to us, which we long last had, that we could sing like this together, that once again we can experience it.
Kodwa inselelo bazalwane senkulu esisabhekene nayo njenganamaKristu siyadinga kuba sime sizithathe izikhali zethu sizibambe ziqini.
And which is a challenge to us Christians, although we find ourselves in this situation, but may we take up God's armor to fight the good fight.
Uma ubuka isikhathi esiphila kusona nasemhlabeni esikuwo kancane kancane amaKristu ayeloke encinzelwa nje ebhekiswe khonini.
You know, when you look across the world and you look in our country amongst the Christians, slowly but surely, there's a pressure that's being built up against them.
Kancane kancane siphushelwe khonini kodwa libusisiwe ikholwa eliyophaphama libone ukuthi kuyisikhatsini ewashini likaNkulunkulu.
Slowly but surely, they are pushed into a corner. But may each Christian see what the time on the clock is.
Ngesikhathi ibandla liloku livalelwe khonini ngezinto mhlambe ezibukeka zincithakalo noma kubonakala ukuthi hayi ukufa nansi iCovid kuvika ukufa kodwa ngalenyelele imithetho iyaphusha iyaphasiswa yokuthi impela kuze kube sengathi izwe elingenabo ubuKristu.
And you know, whatever the laws may be or laws that are made that seem to be good, in other words, with the COVID, we need to be careful. We need to be careful that we are not affected and we die through it. But in the meantime, laws are made that are contrary to our Christian faith.
Kodwa wangathi uNkulunkulu angasizi ukuba siphaphame bazalwane sithengisisa ithuba
And so may we Christians wake up and use the day as we should and wake up.
Kulaba bangamakholwa aphaphe maqondayo azongqonda lokho engikushoyo ngoba kuyiqiniso bazalwane ukuthi isikhathi seCovid sisifake khonini abaningi bethu bafike labe vivinywa khona uma kungavula ithuba lobufakazi baningi abaningi esingafakazi ukuthi basale endleleni bevuthulwa izinto zomhlaba.
And you know what, through all this which happened around us, through the COVID, through what we were told to adhere to the rules and regulations. But if you ask Christians today, please give us your testimony. Can you testify of what the Lord has done in the last year and a half? You'll find that many Christians that were on this way met up with difficulties, tribulations, and today they're not there anymore spiritually where they should have been.
Abanye abalahlekanga ngenxa yobunzima obungako. Umuntu lahleke endleleni ngenxa ukuthi akasakwazi ukubonana mhlambe nomsiza ngokomoya.
You know, it's not maybe that people fell into careless sin, but one of the things is, and that hindered the Christian from seeing his brother or sister face to face, that he could be able to speak and pour out his heart.
Ngenxa yalokho umuntu alahlekelwe ngamanye amazwi lokho kukodwa kuyitest esikhombisile ukuthi siyiphasile noma siyifelile ngamanye amazwi ukukholwa kwethu kumi ngoba sikwazi ukuhlangana sibonana noma ngabe umuntu sengayedwana ekhoneni lakhe kuyama ukukholwa kwakhe.
And you know, through all this we were tested and refined. Test yourself. Beforehand, before COVID, what were you like spiritually? Now going through all this time where you were alone, sometimes alone sitting in at home, where do you stand today? Where are you spiritually today? And that's a good test to look at.
Zikhona izinto esingama ngazo ukuzivikela nokuzithethelela ukuthi hayi ngenxa yokungahlangani bengenawo e-time ngenawo amadata kodwa mangingabuzi ukuthi bakhona nabangani bakhe abakulahlekele egroupini yakho ka WhatsApp.
And so maybe people have got different excuses and say, well, airtime was I didn't have airtime, data was so expensive, I couldn't listen to the service. But if I ask you, be genuine, be honest, how many friends on your WhatsApp group have you lost in the meantime? But maybe they're all there, but in the meantime you use that money to be able to communicate with them.
Kusho ukuthi lokho uma ukuthi akekho umngane okulahlekele kuleyo group yakho kusho ukuthi ukwazile ukubagcina ngoba bayigugu kodwa lokho kukaNkulunkulu kukulahlekele ngoba kusilona igugu.
You know what? You didn't lose any WhatsApp group friends. Why? Because they were precious, that you needed those people. But now when you go and you have to listen to the service, you haven't got enough money, you haven't got enough time, and you have got your many excuses, but it shows you where your treasure lies.
Sithanda ukudlulisa amazwi okubonga kakhulu kubaqondisi bemishini nabaphathi bakwaAkhwele ngosuku olukhulu noluhle abasenzele lona izolo.
And we want to say thank you to the leaders of the mission and especially Akhwele for that which they did for us yesterday.
Sibonge kakhulu nakomakhelwane bemishini nosomabhizinisi abakhela imishini. Ngobambiswano oluhle sibe nalo izolo kube mnandi ukusebenza ndawonye.
So we want to say thank you to our neighbors around us, to the businesses around us that were there to support and help us yesterday.
Obengekho kulahlekelwe sibe nethuba elimnandi kakhulu izolo.
He wasn't there, lost something because we had a wonderful opportunity yesterday.
Ngize ngathi ngisho nodokotela la ekhona uyajabula uma esibona sijulukile si exerciser sisebenza ukuthi hayi ngeke size kuyena azosifaka umjovo kodwa kunaloko kuzoshayela izandla ukuthi hayi senze okuhle impela.
And I must say the doctor where he is when he saw us working yesterday whatever we were busy with he must have been a bit happier because he saw us that we were sweating, we were working and through that we got exercise. And by getting exercise, the chance that you see the doctor less.
Kunomfana wami othanda amafruit uyekathi maye thatha ke fruit uma esefuna ukuthi achoboze inhliziyo athi hayi kuthiwa mawuthatha ifruit elodwa uhlehlisa udokotela ngazi ka kubeka ngolimi lesingisi kodwa.
Yeah. And my little boy, he loves fruit. So he used an English idiom where they say, eat the fruit today keeps the doctor away.
So working yesterday,
we, so to say, pushed the doctor a little bit further away from us.
And
I think through COVID, we got less exercise. So exercising yesterday, we were sweating. It just shows us that maybe we hadn't had enough exercises.
Part baga akwele na bahol be mission guti onje agunga kini ngati nganda nje.
And so I was asked to thank the leaders of the mission, to thank Akwele, and that hopefully won't be the last time.
Besa standu kwenzi simemezelo sokuthuma inkosi sigcinile ngesonto elizayo kuzoba ne Ntlabalihide March for Life.
So we also like to just announce that next Sunday there will be a March for Life.
Kushukuthi ngemininingwano eminye kuzophinde kwaziswe kodwa ngesonto elizayo kuyacela ukuthi abangakwazi ukuphumelela ukuthi bamenyi ukuthi babe khona kuzoba seThekwini.
So yes, next week we'll have a March for Life, and I think during the week we will be told more of how it will go, what time and where.
Abathanda ukuthi bahambe kuthiwa bangaxhumana noSisi uSari.
For those that want to go, they have to communicate with Sisari.
Bese ke iTelasport ukuthi izozana ukuthi ihlelwe kodwa kuyacelwa futhi ukuthi kulabo abanakho ukuhamba uma bengasho uma benesikhalo ukuze bakwazi ukuteda nabanye.
So if you've got your own transport, the people that organize transport would be happy if you can use your own transport. But if not, then we have to do something, organize something else.
Beso kunye ngomgqibelo ngaphambi kokuthi kuyiwe machine kuzoba ne ngunguthela ye yaba ye Doctors for Life.
And so on Sunday will be the March for Life. On Saturday there'll be a meeting with Doctors for Life, or they've got something on the program.
Kushukuthi lapho kwi AGM kumenywa wonke umuntu kodwa.
And it'll be the annual AGM, and first come, first serve. If you come first, you'll get a place. There are 100 chairs available.
Is lalo su 250 rand.
250.
Yes.
And each chair is worth 250 rand.
Kodwa ku 250 rand ubala nje kunalokhu okuqukethwe.
So 250 rand is nothing compared into what work they are doing.
Engqungqutheleni kuyila khona kuzocetshiswana kubukezwe ngemthetho eminye yayo siphila kuthiwa seyashawa okungayo nangesinye isikhathi noma kukhulunywa ngo March for Life abantu bavani bathi oh sisangenzani ngoba umthetho sewaphasa.
And so in the AGM, they will look at certain issues, especially like for the March for Life. Others will say, well, the law has been made, which is against abortion. And what else can a person do now? Because the law is there. It's been made.
Kulula ukuthi singasho kanjalo, kuwumthetho wasemhlabeni, waphasiswa abantu basemhlabeni, abangenalo izwi lokugcina ngale kwethu.
Yes, it's true. An earthly government made the law. But there's another government which is much more important and which controls your earthly government.
Ngamanye amazwi mina nawo kwethu ukuthi umthetho ukhona noma umthetho awukho waphasiswa noma uphasiswanga kodwa kwami nawe njenganabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu ukuthi sime simele ubulungiswa kubantwana abangazikhethelanga ukuthi bakhulelwe bese bebulawa kanjalo.
The important thing is here, you and I, we can stand up, we can talk, we can do something about it. It's in our hands because these unborn babies weren't, they didn't ask to be born or come into this world.
Ezinye zezinto ekukhulunywa ngazo kakhulu thina abazali nathi thina abantu abasha esikhona ngoba kulula ukuthi sithi hayi into zabantu abadala kodwa omama nobaba bakusasithina kukhulunywa ngendaba ukuthi izingane zethu kumele zifundiswe ngezocansi ezikoleni. sigoqa izandla sithi hayi abahambe o Doctors for Life umsebenzi wabo thina kusithinti thina singathini phela vele kuleli zwe lakithi uma simaphambi kaNkuluNkulu uNkulunkulu uzokubuza ukuthi ngomlomo engakunikeza wona nengqondo ehlakaniphile wenzani.
But young people have also got issues that they can look up look into and stand up against, like sex education at school. You don't say, well, this belongs to the older people, the mothers or the fathers. No, we also have a thing to do. Because one day when we stand before the Lord, he'll ask us, what have you done with your mouth that you are able to speak? With that intelligence I gave you, what have you done for me?
Uthi ngimusha mina akungithinti, kodwa lezi yangane ezilolwayo ngale yamkhuba nalokhu yakungcola. Uma seziphuma seziphuphuthekise sivaleka amehlo ngale nto ezifundiswe yona.
And so don't say as a young person, well, it's got nothing to do with me. These unborn babies, that's for the older people. No, there are many people, many young people that are blinded by what the world teaches them. But who will be there to open their eyes?
Ngakho-ke niyamenywa nonke ukuthi niphumelele lapho kwimashi, niphumelele futhi nakwi-AGM.
So all of you, if possible, try to be there at the March for Life and at the AGM of Doctors for Life.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Sifika endimeni uma kuye kuthiwe umuntu angakhethi entweni zonke kwindima engingafisa ukuthi ngibe ngaphansi kwepulpiti, ipulpiti izikhulumele
yona. And so again, we come to a point where, if according to me, it's a very difficult place to find yourself, where you would rather choose to be under the pulpit than to stand here where you are.
Ukucabanga ukuthi udinga ukuma phambi kwabantu abaqondayo futhi kahle kamhlophe ukuthi le ndawo le kuyindawo uNkulunkulu akayibeka wayikhetha wayikhethela indoda eyadlula kokunzima obukhulu eyikhethela yona ukuthi kube yiyo eqondisa lo msebenzi.
Because you must understand that as you stand here, you stand in front of people who know the importance of being able to stand on the pulpit and what it is all about, how important it is. But you must also understand that when we stand here, we stand in a place of a man who paid the price to be able to bring us this gospel.
Akusiyona into encane ukuzama ukuthi umuntu ame sezicathulweni zakhe.
So it's not a small thing to be able and try to stand in his shoes.
Ngakho ke nxole uma ngibhibhidla niyoqonda ukuthi akusiyona vele indawo yami le kodwa indawo kababa umfundisi.
So make sure that you understand that you apologize, and I apologize for any maybe mistake I make, something that was said, because I stand here trembling in the place of Reverend Stegan.
Kodwa anginawo amahloni ukuma la ngoba ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu kumthandazo wami osuku nosuku ukuthi ngihambe ebungcweleni bikaNkuluNkulu.
So pray for us. I'm not ashamed to be able to preach God's gospel and preach the truth. And I know what it means every day to stand and to be able to live what we are saying.
Kumthandazi wami futhi ukuthi ngokuncane engingakwazi ukwenza ukuthi ngingasehlisi standard sendoda kaNkuluNkulu uNkulunkulu akayimisela lo msebenzi.
And so it's my prayer that through whatever is done and said, that I won't bring down that standard which the man of God had lifted up.
Kumthandazi wami futhi ukuthi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza futhi sonke njengebandla ukuthi konke okungamagugu esifundiswe khona nesifundiswa khona kuze kube namhlanje size singafinyeleli la siyozibona khona sesihlakaniphe okudlula labo uNkulunkulu akababekile.
And may God help us that in all that we have heard and that we've taught over the years, the treasures of this gospel, that in no ways and in no time we bring them down whilst God's children and leaders are still alive.
Kulula phela uma ingane ikhula ihamba ibona izinto zasemzini yabantu ezinye izibone zizinhle kanti zinhle makweza kulowo muzi kungesizona zala ekhaya.
And then maybe you get to a point where you think you are more wise and cleverer than them and can do it better than them. That's very, very, very dangerous, because maybe you go and visit another family and you think, well, what a wonderful family. What a wonderful thing they are doing. But in the meantime, it's not that standard which God has created for you.
Noma ngihamba umhlaba engikufunda lapha emhlabeni ngikufunda ngikushiye khona ngikhumbula okwasekhaya ukuthi lokho kwasekhaya uNkulunkulu akakubeka eyisekelweni ngingaso sinokugodwa kwakho.
And so when you go into the world, there are many things that you maybe learn and see, but leave them there. Come back to that standard which God has put for you.
Kulula ukuthi umuntu athi usendleleni kanti usehamba eduze kwayindlela azangaqapheli angezwa futhi ukuthi useseceleni kwendlela.
And so be careful, because it's so easy that you find yourself parallel next to that right road and you don't even recognize that you are there.
Yebo, ngisekhona evangelini, ngisekhona ebandleni noma ngisekhona ekholweni. Kodwa sekuseduze kwendlela kuseyiyo le uNkulunkulu akayimisayo ukuthi ngenxa yemvuselele engayehlisa umoya wami ongcwele engawuthulula kule ndawo nansi indlela engifisa kanje ngayo.
Yes, and it can be that you find yourself maybe not even knowing that you're next to the road. It seems so right. Whatever you do is so good, but it's not what the Lord taught us through his Holy Spirit in this revival.
Kuneculo eliculwayo ngiyakholwa futhi ukuthi kwaba iculo laba isambulo.
There's a song that is sung here at home, which to me is like a revelation.
It is an evangeli basha liyasiqondisa.
Where it says, we young people, we have a gospel that straightens us.
Uyabona ukuthi umqambi walo wayembulelwe into.
The author of that song, you must admit, it was a revelation to him, that song.
It is an evangeli basha liyasiqondisa.
And so he says, young people, we have a gospel that was given to us, and be sure that you don't take that gospel and you mix it and you make something different of it.
Kulula ukuthi ekuhambeni kwethu sigcine sesilithatha nathi leli evangeli sesilimfamfatha sesingaleni sesingasakwenzi lokhu okwaku.
And so it is with this gospel. It's so easy that you find yourself, that you take this gospel that you are taught and that you've maybe even grown up with, and then suddenly you mix it and you put other things into it which aren't there, which we were not taught. And suddenly it's not that anymore, which was the original gospel.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza lapho sikhula, sikhule.
And may God help us. As we grow and grow older, may we grow old with this which we were taught and keep to it and not lose anything of it.
Azibagobisi ngala kodwa kunalokho kube sengathi ziyabalulela ukuthi njalo babheke isamehlabo kuNkulunkulu.
And so we find so many older people in our midst that have grown old with this gospel. Storms have come, storms have gone, but it didn't bend them. But you might find that through all these storms it's made them stronger and even drawn closer to what God wants them to be. There was a certain place that we were together with my family with.
We
were at that place where there were beautiful trees, and I was told they were expensive trees.
Kodwa ngenxa yendawo ezitshalwe kuyo says abheka le ezinye zabheka le ezinye zalala kanje ezinye nama ngikwazi ukugibela isihlahla kodwa ngivane ngigibele nje ngendlela esesa mangayo ngenxa yomoya.
But you find many of trees because where they were planted the situation they found themselves in because winds and storms, some have grown crooked, some are lying to the side. They're not what they originally used to be.
Again, in Patega Bigan and Bazalwane, Mangaben and Nuthobul Patega.
So maybe I have to say this, even if you maybe you don't agree with it or are hurt by it.
Kodwa sinendoda uNkulunkulu akayimise phakathi kwethu ezivunguvungwini zonke uyofica into ozobe ekhuluma imlomizo eyahlangana la kodwa yona iyodwa into ozoyifica noma ungasuka manje ukubamfundisa uzomfica emile emamatheka ufike bamfundisi kodwa angeke sefayele sikhwice manje ahleke kancane kuphela ulokeni luleka njalo ebheka phezulu.
And I must say it reminds me of Reverend Stegan. When you go to him today, he's the same man, the same person all the time. Storms have come over him, blown over him. But you find this man of God, he's standing. And when you come to him, he's smiling. And another time when you come to him and say, "Sir, Reverend, now it's enough. Now we've got to pull up our sleeves. We're going to take this thing and do something about it." He'll just smile at you. Look at you, knowing he's speaking to the Lord. But may God help us, we who are following behind. I've said a lot now, but let's go back to God's word in John chapter 11. Now before we read, let's pray.
Baba wethu osezulwini, siyathoba phambi kwenyawo zakho.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you at your feet.
Angilutho, angifanelwe lutho, kodwa nje Nkosi ngimi ngomusa wakho.
Lord, I am nothing. I deserve nothing, but I stand here by your grace.
Nampa Nkosi abantu bakho ubadalile ngomfanekiso wakho.
Lord, here are your children, created in your image. You know their need. Lord, wouldn't you come down, meet the need of each and everyone?
Lapho Nkosi, ubabusisa abanye, lapho behlangene, kushunyelwa khona ivangeli lakho ngeqiniso, sicela nathi Nkosi ungasidluli.
And Lord, we pray, wherever your children are, where your gospel is preached in truth, don't pass them by. And so with us, that you would speak to us.
Kuluma nathi ngezwi lakho.
Speak to us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Incwadi nguka Johani isahluko 11. Ngizocela ukuba sifunde ivesi lika 39.
We are start reading in John chapter 11, verse 39.
Ngicela siqale ku 38. Ngakho uJesu ebubula futhi phakathi kwakhe, wafika ethuneni lalingumhume, kwakukhona itshe phezu kwawo.
We'll start in verse 38. Now Jesus, again sighing repeatedly and deeply disquieted, approached the tomb. It was a cave, and a boulder lay against the entrance to close it.
Wathi uJesu, "Susani itshe." UMatha udade ofileyo wathi kuye, "Nkosi, usenuka ngokuba sezizini."
Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, exclaimed, "But Lord, by this time he is decaying and throws off an offensive odor, for he has been dead 4 days.
UJesu wathi kuye, "Angishongo yini kuwe ukuthi uma ukholwa uzakubona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu na?"
Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you and promise you that if you would believe and rely on me, you would see the glory of God?"
So funda uverse number 43.
Then verse 43.
Esekhulume lokho wamemeza ngezwi elikhulu wathi, "Lazaro, phuma."
Verse 43, and when he had said this, he shouted with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
Waphuma ofileyo eboshwe izinyawo nezandla ngezindwangu ubuso bakhe bumbozwe ngeduku uJesu wathi kubo mthukululeni nimyeke ahambe
and out walked the man who has been dead his hands and feet wrapped in burial cloths and with a burial napkin bound around his face Jesus said to them free him of this burial wrappings and let him go
Sifunda indaba la eBhayibhelini eyisimanga.
Here we read an amazing portion in the Bible.
Ngike ngakhuluma ngayo ngisemalelane kodwa ngakhuluma ngengxenye yayo.
Sometime back when I was in Malelane, I preached part of the sermon.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuba sibuke enye ingxenye yale ndaba.
But today I'd also look and another portion another part of the story
la sithola uJesu ebhekene nesimo engathi isimo esingajwayelekile
now here we find Jesus has to do with a situation which was abnormal
uJesu uhlangana nesimo la khona umndeni obuseduze nenhliziyo yakhe uhlangabezana nesimo esimdingayo uJesu eduze kwabo.
And so here was a family loved by the Lord Jesus. And in the meantime, they met up with a situation with circumstances which were very difficult where they needed the Lord.
IBhayibheli lithi uLazaro wayeyomhlobo omkhulu kaJesu.
The Bible says Lazarus was a great friend of the Lord.
Kuyona le ndaba noma kuyona le ndima esifundile mawufunda amavesi angasekuqaleni uLazaro waye umhlobo omkhulu kaJesu kanti uLazaro wayezalwa nomuntu engathi waye yigugu elikhulu futhi kuJesu
And so we find in the beginning of the story where we find Lazarus which we are told Lazarus was a friend of the Lord a close very close friend and even more there was another person that was involved with the Lord which was very close to the Lord and that was Mary
uMaria sifunda ngayo ukuthi noma kuyachazwa kule ngxenye esifundile ukuthi uye lo udadewabo kaLazaro okungumaria elithi iBhayibheli wathatha amafutha wagcoba uJesu ngawo wasula izinyawo zikaJesu ngeenwele zakhe
And it is this Mary which we read about here who at one time took very expensive perfume oil And she anointed the Lord, even she wiped his feet with this oil.
Lapho uJesu njalo eza nosizo efuna ukuzokwenza umsebenzi kaningi kuba khona ukumelana naye.
But often we find when the Lord comes to do something good, to remold, build up, you find that there always will be a going against a resistance from somewhere
lapho uMaria egcoba uJesu ngamafutha uMaria wenza lokhu ngoba kunalento emqhubayo kodwa ngenxa ukwakuwusizo luya kuJesu uJesu kuze ezokhipha isibusiso phezulu kwempilo kaMaria abaningi bamelana nokwenza kaMaria
And so when Mary came to anoint the Lord with that expensive perfume She did it because something inside her, in her heart, was pushing her to do it. And by doing that, she received a blessing upon her life. But in the meantime, resistance grew against it, against her.
KuMaria akumanga inani lamafutha, kodwa kwama kuMaria ukuthi ungubani lo engingamnikeza lokhu okuphelayo angiphe okungapheli.
But For Mary, it wasn't about the worth of the perfume. For that, she didn't look at that. But she looked at, when I use this perfume, what will I get through it? What can I obtain by using it?
Sithola ukuthi uJesu uma esendleleni yokuba ayohlangana nomndeni kaLazaro kwaba khona ukumelana futhi.
And also, when the Lord was on his way to the family of Lazarus and Mary, there was resistance growing against it.
Kodwa ngaphambi kwalokho, sithola ukuthi noma sifunda ukuthi lapho Lazaro egula kwathunyelwa ukuba kayotshela uJesu ukuthi uLazaro uyagula.
And so when Lazarus became sick, it was Mary who went to tell him that she must come because her brother is sick.
Uma kuhanjiswa umbiko kuJesu akuyiwa kuyothiwa Jesu uLazaro uyagula kodwa kufike kuthiwa omthanda kakhulu uyagula.
And so when they came to the Lord, they didn't say to the Lord, "Your Lazarus, your friend is sick." No, it was said to the Lord, "The one that you love so much is sick."
Kulithi iBhayibheli uma umbiko ufika kuJesu lapho ayekhona kwakusambiza ukuthi abe khona izinsuku ezimbili andukuba kwazi ukunyakaza noma ukusuka kuleyo ndawo.
And so when the message came to the Lord, he couldn't go immediately. He was delayed another 2 days.
Emva kwezinsuku ezimbili lithi iBhayibheli uJesu wabe sekhuluma nabafundi bakhe ukuthi ake sihambeke manje siye eBethany.
And so after 2 days, the Lord spoke to his disciples and said, "Look, we have to go to Bethany."
Uma ufunda amavesi angaphambi kwalawo esiwafundile uyathola ukuthi uJesu bese qonda ukuthi uLazaro useshonile.
But when you hear what was said before his departure, he understood that Lazarus had passed away.
Uverse 11 uthi wakhuluma lokhu emva kwalokho wathi kubo uLazaro umhlobo wethu ulele kepha ngiyahamba ukuba ngimvuse ebuthongweni.
Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 11. And he said these things and then added, "Our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping, but I'm going there that I might awaken him out of his sleep."
Abafundi abaqondanga ukuthi uJesu ukhuluma ngakuphi ukulala. Bona maqonda ukuthi hayi ukuthi uLazarus embedeni nje uzihuqela ubuthongo nje.
And I think that the disciples didn't understand what sleep he was talking about. They thought the Lord was saying, "Well, Lazarus is in his bed and he's sleeping."
Kuyila kuvuka khona ukumelana sebeyamkhumbuza uJesu ngamanye amazwi kube sengathi bamenzela umusa wokuthi khumbula Jesu ukuthi la siya khona kusendaweni yabajuda angithi abajuda laba kade besanda ukwenza okunje.
And so when the Lord was saying, "Let us go," and he was speaking these words, suddenly resistance broke out against them. And it was said, "Lord, you know what? You're going to a place where there are Jews, and these Jews, at one time, not too long ago, they wanted to kill you."
Ngalesi sikhathi uJesu ufuna ukuba kuyogcwaliseka, kuyobonakalisa amandla kaNkulunkulu, kodwa nangu uSathane umendleleni yakhe.
The Lord was going to glorify God's name, uplift his name, but then the devil was close by going against it.
Uma kusenjalo uyasuka uJesu ulungiselela ukuthi ahambe ayovakashela umndeni kaLazaro.
And though when in all the situation the Lord was finding himself, he prepared now to go to visit Lazarus.
Siyafunda ukuthi bathumela ukuyomtshela uJesu ukuthi omthanda kakhulu basebenzisa igama lokufa usefile.
And now on the way, somebody people came along to say, "Lord, you know what? Where you are going to meet your friend Lazarus, he has passed away. He is dead." In other words, now the word death has come in.
Uyabona ukuthi lapho uJesu ethuthatha isinyathelo sokusondeza ukuphila kukhona ukumelana.
And so when the Lord was preparing to bring life and upbuild new life, suddenly you find there was a resistance against it.
Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi wahamba uJesu uma efika kulomndeni.
And so the Bible says, but all through all this, the Lord went forward to visit this family.
Ngike ngathatha ingqondo yami ngazama ukuyifaka kulesi simo, ngimbona uJesu efika kulomndeni, lomndeni obukade uthumelile ukuthi umhlobo wakho uyagula, umhlobo wakho useshonile, sesesamngcwaba sezizini insuku, nangu uJesu uyafika manje.
And so I put myself and thought what the family must have thought, what they did experience, where they thought must have said, "Well, you know what? We sent a message to say his friend is sick. And then we sent a message, you know, he's passed away. And then we said, no, he's been buried. And suddenly now the Lord appears."
Kwangathi ngiyawubona lo mdeni ushalaza umncisha amehlo uJesu kuthi babodwa abakhuluma mhlawumbe bayaphimisela. mhlamba khuluma nangolimi bacabanga ukuthi akaliqondi noma mhlamba bayazi ukuthi akalazi lolulimi usayapi yini akasayizele abanye bafuna nokumbingelela babheka lena kodwa kudla ukuthi uJesu uzile ukuze kugcwaliseke kufezeke amandla kaNkulunkulu.
And you can imagine the talk when the Lord came. Maybe some told him directly, but Lord, we told you, we asked you. Others maybe whispered. Others maybe thought, well, the Lord didn't maybe understand what it was all about.
Kodwa sithola ukuthi umuntu la kuleli khaya engathi wenoxhuma okuthize kuNkulunkulu kwakunalento emdonsela kuJesu. Kuthiwa yena wasuka waya kuye uJesu. Angazi noma wayeya ngokuphapha ukuthi ayomhlolodela ukuthi eheneke impela useshonile futhi useyanuka ukuba ubuke khona ngabe umfowethu akafanga angazi ukuthi waya ngayiphi indlela.
And we don't know this one sister how she approached the Lord, maybe saying, but Lord, we told you, didn't you understand, didn't you see the seriousness of things, and Lord, now he's already dead, he's buried.
Kodwa ngibuka isibindi salo ebashiye ephuma esixukwini eya kuJesu ukuyomlandisa ukuthi kwenzekile.
But I take my hat off and I respect that person who had the courage to amongst the throng to go to the Lord and speak to him.
Webazalwana sikhuluma iqiniso bangaka abantu namakholwa ahlubuke ngesikhathi seCovid ehlutshula ukuthi azange lifike ikholwa mhlamba belithembile nabelinde ukuthi lizofika ngesikhathi esenhlungwini.
But how many people amongst this COVID pandemic, how many have distanced themselves? How many have fallen back? How many haven't backslidden to say, well, you know what? If he would have just been there, this thing would have never happened.
Asinakiwe thina, asihanjelwa thina, ngoba phela vele thina siluthu. Walimala umntwana kaNkuluNkulunkulu wazi wakhohle ukuthi lo 50 obekiwe, wena emndenini wakho ningaphezu kuka 50. Kodwa be expect ukuthi alibe ligcwele ibandla lapho.
And you say, well, we weren't taken care of. They didn't notice us. Nobody contacted us. We were all alone. Nobody took it serious, our situation. We were in such a difficult situation. But you know what? What did you do? What did you do about it? 50 we were allowed together. What did you do? Where were you?
Kodwa sithola lo wesifazane eya kuJesu ezomlandisa ukuthi kwenzekeni ngomhlobo wabo.
And so this one lady woman went to the Lord and told him exactly what happened.
Lithi iBhayibheli uJesu ekuzwa lokho wabubula ngaphakathi kwakhe.
And the Bible says when Jesus heard this he was disquieted. He was deeply touched in his heart.
Lithi iBhayibheli wabubula ngaphakathi kwakhe waye ethuneni walifica lingumhume linetshe.
And he was deeply touched, deeply moved inside. Something drove him that he went to the tomb.
Ngifika engqikithini yendaba ngifuna ukukhuluma ngetshe namhlanje kusini.
And today now I come to the crux of the matter, to my theme about this stone that was in front of this grave.
UJesu bubula ngaphakathi kwakhe ububuliswa ilamazwi ashiwo ilodade kaLazaro umne wethu kububukho na ngaba kafanga wosuzobona sezizini insuku uyanuka uJesu wabubula ubuza umbuzo uphi nimbekephi.
And he was driven by these words that the sister of Lazarus spoke to him saying, but Lord, where were you? Why didn't you come? And this really deeply moved him and hurt him, so to say. It disquieted him inside. When he heard all this talking, he only could say, let's go. Where is the grave? And then she would say, but you know, he's dead so many days. There's a stench about him.
Uma befika ethuneni, uJesu uthi susani itshe.
And when they got to the tomb, the Lord only said one thing, remove the stone.
UJesu kuza kwazi ukuba axhumana bobokelane noLazarus kwadinga ukuba kususwe itshe.
And so that the Lord could meet up with and reach out to Lazarus, it could only happen when that stone had to be moved.
Ngiyengacabanga enhlizweni yami ngathi kwangathi ngiyawabona amadoda eza edonsa inyawo. Ey lo muntu yena usukaphi? bengaqonda ukuthi ungubani lo muntu okhuluma nabo nomuntu obahambele ungubani yena manje siqale phansi sizosusa lelitshe uthi uyazi lisinda kanjani lelitshe athi azolisusa
but I can imagine them being around there saying to themselves but where does this man come from who does he think he is what is he that he's got to tell us now that we should roll the stone away doesn't he know everything that has happened
Ngacabanga izimo zasemakhaya kuyenzeka emakhaya uma ngabe kuumngcwabo kube khona izinto ezithize nezidliwayo uma sekuthiwa kuzombiwe kwesibili ezinye zalezo zinto ayisekho sekuthiwa sicela abandlani sisize eyi yazi impela ngeke impela yazi lelitshe elisinda yena akalisusi ngani bona labantu abahamba naye abalisusi ngani
And so you know what where there are funerals when people dig a grave and it's difficult they give something to eat and then when they've got no more strength And they say, but it's impossible. We can't carry on like this anymore. You know, do they know what it is to dig a grave? And so with the Lord Jesus, these men would have said, but you know, where does he come from? Why don't those men that have come with him, why don't they move the gravestone? Why must we do all this hard work?
Kodwa uJesu uthi susanitshe kube sengazi ukuthi nina abantu. Nibeka izinto zenu susana izinto zenu ukuze mina Jesu ngihlangane nokungokwami enikufake kulomgodi
And so it, for me it was as if the Lord said to them listen it's a man-made stone it's a man-made situation you rolled the stone you closed the tomb now you roll that away that which belongs to you which is human which is your ideas take them push them aside
Uma besusitshe kuJesu kwangesiyona inkingi ukuthi uLazarus insuku sezizine kwangesiyona inkingi ukuthi uLazarus useyanuka okwakumele kususwe kwabantu ukuze kusalo kukaJesu uJesu akwazi ukuxhumana nokwakhe
It's how it doesn't matter how long Lazarus had died what odor would come out of him that was insignificant it was if the Lord said listen here that which belongs to you which is human move that aside remove it so that I can work
lapho sebelisusilitshe wakhuluma izwi kokwakhe lalizwa izwi eliqondene naye
and then when they had done that a voice came from him and they knew what authoritative voice that was
susani itshe
remove that stone
bantwana bakaNkuluNkulu Kungenzeke yena kube namhlanje uJesu umuya bubula uyakhala ukuba kususwe itshe lisenhlizweni yakho
And isn't it maybe today that the Lord stands by in front of you that he's disquieted he's so moved deeply inside where he says man if you would only move that stone I can work
uJesu uyabubula namhlanje ekseni ufuna ukukhulumisana na ufuna ukubobokelana nawe njengesidalwa sakhe susa itshe mntwana kaNkuluNkulu esenhlizweni
yakhe And today the Lord comes there's a deep sigh a deep disquietment in his heart he's deeply moved he's sighing and saying to my child just remove that stone in your life let me work
uJesu uyabubula uthi susitshe mhlamba uthwele itshe lento wayihletshelwa itshe empilweni yakhe awukwazi ukukhula ngokomoya susa itshe ukuze ubhobokelane noNkulunkulu
And today the Lord is sighing deeply and he's saying oh my child that thing in your life that thing that you brought about yourself or that has come upon you just listen to me move that thing if you would only remove it from your life I can work.
Leyo nto yahletshwe endlebeni yakho kwathiwa ngitshela wena lento iphakathi kwami nawe. Ikuvalila ukwazi ukuza ukukhuluma kaNkuluNkulu ihitshe elidinga ubalisuswe ukuze kubhobokelane indlebe yakho nekaNkuluNkulu.
And maybe things were spoken in 2 years. Gossip was spoken. Things were spoken about other people. And then the Lord says to you, my child, Just remove that out of your ears. Just take it away. Allow me to speak. And you'll find if you do it, there'll be a relationship that will be started between you and me.
uJesu uyabubula ekuseni ubula ngento esenhlizweni yakhe itshe ubophile. Usibanibana ngimphiwe, usibanibana ngimfuni. Ngezinto owazizwa zikhulunywa mhlawumbe ezinye wazifunda. kodwa ukazi uthathe isinyathelo sokuyohlala umbuze lo muntu ngoba usaphila. Wesibani bani indaba khulunywe ngawe kanje, indaba unekwe kanje, kodwa namhlanje unetshe. Noma ngingashunyelwa abantu bazibakhihliza amagweba kuzweli, ayiqhuma inhliziyo, yitshe elidinga ukuginqwa ukuze ubhobokelane noNkulunkulu.
And today you find whatever is preached, whatever is said, it doesn't touch you because of this blockage in your life. Maybe people said, spoke about other people in front of you, concerning others. And that thing has entered your life. And you've never done anything about it. You never have gone back. My friend, those are stones that block the Lord from working and speaking.
Sekwaze kwadaleka inzondo ngento wena nalo muntu omzondayo. Ayikho into enake nayibanga wezwa kuthiwa kuxoxwa sekuyitshe oluthwele. Susa itshe ukuze ubhobokelane noNkulunkulu.
And maybe you've had nothing against that very person. Maybe there was no grudge, but because you've heard somebody else speak about that person, suddenly there's a stone, there's a wall between you and them. There's no unity because you've heard it. Now you go make, the Lord says, I'm sighing deeply. I'm worried in my life about, why don't you remove that I can talk?
Thina maZulu kuba nalento ebe awukhondola ukuthi ngoba ubaba omncane nombaba wami ongizalayo wengangeni kamfo wabo kuthiwa nathi asiyongena nezingane zethu azingeni khona. Uma kuthiwa kuhlalwe phansi kicatshangwe lento kwabangwana. Ubaba usashona, ubaba omncane usashona. Bonke obaba sebashona kodwa nathi asingenelani. Ngezinto esazizwa singazange sazibona sazithinta.
And listen, amongst the Zulus it's like that. Maybe my great grandfather had something and something happened to his family or part of his family. Maybe the brother or the uncle, and that thing was passed on to the next generation. And maybe your uncle, your father, their parents, they don't visit that person anymore because of something that come generations along and said, oh, because of that, that's why we're not, even my own children don't visit that man anymore. But if you, all these people have passed away, they're not there anymore. And when you think about it, and when you really think about what's happened, this thing has become a stone in front of you, which actually doesn't exist.
Yithe lidinga ukususa ukuze uJesu akwazi ukukhuluma nawe akubize ngegama. Athi Zanele, athi Ntombi, athi Ntokozo, vuka phuma.
Remove the stone. Take it away that you can hear the Lord calling out your name, Zanele, or Peter, or John, or Dietmar. And he says, remove that stone. Take it away. And then when you do that, you'll hear him speaking to you.
Lolu donga noma lelitshe lalenza ukuthi uJesu angakwazi ukukhuluma nokwakhe. Susa itshe ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukukhuluma nawe.
And so, if that thing hindered the Lord from speaking to you, and you know what's in your life, if you would just remove it, allow the Lord to remove it, you'll hear God speaking to you.
Udonga lwesono esiphakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu. UJesu uthi susa uyabubula ufuna ukusebenza ngawe, ufuna ukukubusisa, kodwa kuvalele udonga lwesono saziwa wena.
And so the Lord wants to speak, he wants to work in your life, and you know alone what that stone is in your life. And if you would only remove it, do something about it, suddenly another world will open where you find the Lord speaking to you.
Mhlambe kudinga ukuba kususwe itshe lokuzidabukela ukuthi awuphela mina bengiyini mina. UJesu uyafuna ukusebenza ngawe kuma ukuzidabukela mina Nkosi yami phela bese uyothini thini.
And one thing is that you feel sorry for yourself, self pity, where a person says, well, who am I? What can the Lord do through me? What am I worth? Anything. And that self pity drives you, that is a stone between you and the Lord. And now the Lord says, remove that stone.
Mhlambe kumi itshe lokuthi nje wanyatheleka, unyatheleka kimi ngephutha. Angizange ngiqonde ukuthi ngikunyathelile. Ngiyaqhubeka, ngiyaqhaqhamuka mina, ngizikhululekele. Unetshe wena ukuthi wanginyathela, phela kufanele anginyathele yena ngoba.
And so it could be somebody tramped on your toe. He didn't do it on purpose. It was totally not done on purpose at all. But you who are tramped upon, suddenly you've got a grudge. Why did he do that? Why does it mean? Who does he think he is? In the meantime, that person who stood on your toe. He carries on. He preaches. He doesn't know anything about all this which you go, what goes in your heart.
Kumithe phakathi kwakho lo great abafundisi ukuthi ayingabe ngcono kube kushumayela ubani. Nalo muntu ongamfuna akazi ukuthi wena umfuni futhi akazikhetheli ukuthi akakushumayeze futhi akakuphoqi ukuthi uhlale ebentshini ulalele inkonzo kodwa yitshe elimile uba ngamuntu okozophambi kwakhe ukuthi xhifi uhlele esontweni ubatshelwa izinqe ibentshi liyashisa ushiswa naye ilanga ngomuntu ongazi nanokuthi unento naye.
And so, even in your heart, you grade the preachers. You've got your preference. If somebody preaches, suddenly in your heart, there's a resistance. There's a closing up. And you think, but why is he preaching today? What is he saying? What does he think? And you've got something, but your preacher doesn't understand. He doesn't know anything what's going on. He's got no clue. It's only you. And now it's hot outside, and the preaching is hot. And you say, what? Why does he say, remove that stone that God can speak to you?
Oh, uNkulunkulu engaba nomusa ukuthi ukububula kwakhe kuzwakale enhlizweni zethu lisuswe itshe. Soze ubumnandi esingazange sibuzwe bokubhobokelana naye.
And friends, if you would just understand and hear the sigh of the Lord concerning your life and concerning you, if you would just hear, remove that stone. Take it away, that I can come and work in your life. You can't imagine what he can do.
Khona abantu abathwele amatshe baze bathatha amasuitcase bashiya ngisho ukukholwa bathi ukukholwa makunje akusebenzi. Labantu ababashiyela ukukholwa bazi ukuthi baba yizikhubekiso kubo. Weza uxoxele kuthi uNtokozo umbona kamumbu uyadida wathatha imithwalo wahamba wathi ukukholwa makunje akusebenzi.
And so you find other people, because of what things they meet up with and rocks they meet up in their life, suddenly you find them packing the suitcase and then they go. And you can only hear afterwards, you know what? We saw Ntokozo, he's carrying his suitcase. Why? There are people there, the Christians don't know. They really haven't seen anything, but you, in your heart, because of your own heart, have got something against them.
Usowachuchila amabandla aphuma kulelo angena kulelo afika kulelo aphuma kulelo inkinga nje ayikho kubafundisi noma kubazalwane iphakathi kwakho nalelitshe livimba ukuthi uJesu angabhobokelani nawe wena uloku ubuka abantu abaseceleni ngenxa ukuthi uvinjwe yitshe leli elikuvimba ukuthi ungabhobokelani noJesu.
And so you find somebody leaving, going from church to church, and people choosing who they want to hear preaching. And then you've got something against those people. In your heart, you've got a grudge. But you know what? You point to others. You find fault with others, forgetting that that stone in your life, that's the very thing that hinders the Lord speaking to you.
Lithi iBhayibheli uJesu esembizile wamemeza uLazaro, lithi iBhayibheli wavuka.
But the Bible says, when the Lord called out the name Lazarus, Lazarus came out.
ULazaro maye vuku vuku boshiwe wena wabona umuntu mangabe shonile ukuthi uboshwa kanjani eboshiwe yonke indawo lokho akuvimbanga ukuthi uLazaro avuke lokho kuyisimanga kimi ukuthi waphuma kanjani emgodini engabanjiwe eboshiwe izandla nenyawo kodwa ngoba wayebhobokelene walizwa izilamkhipha.
And friends, you know it's amazing if you know this wrapping, what it's all about, that is wrapped around the corpse from head to toe. You know what it does to a person? It can't move. But amazingly, when Lazarus heard his name being called, he got out himself and came to the Lord.
Lapho sevukile sengaphandle kwethuli. Ngoba lokhu kuboshwa kumvimbanga ukuthi axhumane noJesu. Selisusiwe itshe kwabalula ukuthi avuke sevukile. Uthi uJesu lalelanike. Nina bantu, nina nimfakele izintambo nezindwangu zenu, susana ngokweni kusalo ngokwa.
And then the Lazarus wasn't hindered by these burial cloths around him. No, he stood up, he came out, and then the Lord said to those around him, that which you have put around him, which you have tied him up with, now you go and untie him.
Ndwanguzini uJesu akadinga kuba namhlanje kuseni abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu akabagcobela ukuba basuse indwangu zokufa kwesono empilweni zethu. Ndwanguzini edinga ukususwa.
Tell me, as you've got up, what burial cloths are around you? What death's cloths are around you? You know, do what the Lord says. Allow his children, his anointed ones, to come and help you. Take those cloths off.
Lalela ngithi uyabagreda nabo ukuthi hayi mina ngeke ngiye kubani. Ngoba uyaquestionana kakhulu ngifuna ukuyakubani ngoba mangikhuluma naye nje uvanathi nje 1 2 bese sengiyakhululeka.
And you know, it's the same there. You grade the counselors. You say, well, you know what? That one, he's too strict. He asks too many questions. That one, that person just says thank you and then prays. And that's the person I want to go to.
Kodwa uJesu maye mvusa uLazaro uthi qaqani susani indwangu.
But when the Lord rose up Lazarus, he said, you take off those cloths.
Mhlambe nathi siyadinga ukuthi namhlanje sime phambi kaNkuluNkulu sisuswe indwangu ezisivala amehlo ukuze singaboni. Sibuka lobu bumnyama obudlala la ngoba indwangu ivalile bese sespenda bonke abantu uNkuluNkulu akababekile phambi kwethu sithi bamnyama thina sibamhlophe kakhulu.
And so the Lord says, now you take off those cloths. You know what? If a cloth is around your head, around your eyes, everything is dark. Everything is unnatural. And that's how you see the people. This person is like this. That person is like that. Everything seems dark. Everything is negative. But you take that cloth off, and suddenly you see things in the light of the Lord.
Kuduma uPoitiyana akuzwakala ngeni lutho uzwa lento nje noma kuvuka lokho kwagcina kuvaleleke kungaphakathi uma sekususwe lezinto angizokwazi ukuzwa ukuthi hayibo lento ekhulunywayo iphilile ikhuluma nami ibiza mina kuba ngivuke ekufeni kwesono
sami. So it is, friends, if that cloth is removed around your ears, suddenly you'll hear clearly the Lord speaking to you. Beforehand, everything would have been a muffled voice. You wouldn't understand what has been said. But remove that. Allow others to help you. You'll hear the God, Lord speaking to you clearly.
Oh, mindwange semahlweni susiwe. Uyobona kahle ukuthi hawu buma koti omuhle kanjani othandeka kangakanani kuma in-laws akho ubu umuntu ohlonipheka kangakanani. Kodwa kwafika indwangu emnyama emehlweni akho yabapenda bonke bamnyama babambi sewuwena wedwa omhlophe uhamba endaweni emhlophe.
And so when those cloths are removed before your eyes, beforehand everything was black. Every person was black. Every person was wrong. I was only the right person. But when you remove that cloth, suddenly it's the opposite. And suddenly that wife is more better and more beautiful than what you ever thought.
Ingane ekhaya uma kususiwe engqondweni nasemehlweni nayo leyo ndwangu yokufa kwesono izokwazi ukubona ukuthi lezi zifundiso ezishiwa abazali bami uma kuyintombazane kuthiwa intombi ihlala kanje izobona ukuthi hey uma wami noma ubaba wami bangifunela impilo yekhethelo ngoba kususiwe indwangu yokufa.
And so, children, back at home, when that cloth is removed from your face, from your ears, from your eyes, suddenly the teaching of your parents, you'll understand far clearer to say, you know what? As a girl, they told me what to do and not what to do. And you know, they are so right. It is such a good teaching.
Uma leyo ndwangu yokufa kwesono isusiwe noma kufika yiphi iminyaka yokukhula baze bathi abantu awusakaniswe adolescent stage iqala ngawe in adolescent stage.
And so, even when you get older, you will recognize that when that cloth is removed, when you're a young child and you get to adolescence, when you get to that age, in the teenagers stage, you will say, you know what? What my parents taught me, what they said to me is so right. It has protected me from so many wrong things.
Umobuka namhlanje ngimangala ngithi ngabe thina saphila kuliphi la ufika khona ingane ingasakwazi ukutshelwa ingane ingasezwa sekuqhuma nje izithupha nje iyaqhasha iya nje ingane kuthi hayi phela isesigabeni stage esandukwenzana nabazali bazibathi hayi phela stage ebekade sisandukwenzana.
And you know, we didn't maybe grow up like that. We don't know of it. But today, when they get to adolescence, when they get to teenager years, suddenly they get into a different stage. What stage? Where does that stage come from? That stage doesn't exist. If that cloth is removed from your eyes and ears, you'll find and you'll be much different.
Uma leyo ndwangi susiwe, kwasuwe umuntu waphobokelana noJesu noma ngabe kufika siphi isimo empilweni. Njalo lo muntu yobonakala noPawu lokunqoba ngoba ubhobokelene nomnikazi uphila.
And so it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. Once those clots are removed, there is a relationship between you and the Lord. And whatever stage you find yourself in life, you'll find that there's an overcoming, a victorious life that is brought about.
Itshe nendwangu zokufa zidinga ukususwa ngoba zingezethu thina abantu ezisivimba ukuba singakwazi ukubhobokelana noJesu.
And so the stone and the clots, those are man-made. Those have to be removed so that there's a breakthrough between you and the Lord.
Lelo itshe elisenhlizweni yakho umntwana kaNkulunkulu uyoba isishosha ngokomoya ungakhuli.
And friend, if that stone isn't removed in your life, you will be a sick person all your life. You will be abnormal because of that stone.
Ngenxa yetshe abanye abalithatha kancane livimba umuntu noJesu kuba babhobokelane kancane liyamsusa umuntu. Limbeke eceleni limhlukanise nabazalwane limhlukanise nomndeni wakhe isigcina sithole yedwe esiqhingini enza izinto angazange azaphuphe ukuthi uyozithole kuzona.
And you know, when those things happen, when those stone is rolled, when that cloth is starting to be wrapped around you, slowly but surely you'll draw yourself aside. You'll find yourself going further and further away from your brother and your sister, even your own family, till you find yourself all alone, never imagining that you will end up there where you are.
Lezo ndwangu zingasuswanga mhlawumbe ungazithatha kancane ukuthi hayi umphuphe lo umbhedo lo ngiyaphila mina. Uma wazithatha kancane kunabantu namhlanje ababhukude ezonweni abangazange baphuphe ukuthi bayozithola bekho babevutha beqaqamuka ngaphezu kwami mhlawumbe beshisekela ngaphezu kwami kodwa bathatha kancane izinto lavaleka ikhethenisi lavaleka ibhlorho kwanodonga uJesu wangale waqhubeka nabavulile uJesu wasala uvalelekile.
And you know what? Slowly but surely, in the beginning you were negligent, you took things lightly, and you said to yourself, well, you know what, this is not so bad, it can never happen to me. But surely, slowly but surely, you find yourself going into a direction where you're going to be and create worse sins that you ever even dreamt you will do and commit. And why? Things started slowly. Suddenly there was a curtain that was blocking you and that you couldn't speak to the Lord and He'd help you.
Lalela ithu malithathwa lizova lethuna nalivala lithathwe nje kushawa isixaxa lisondela. Lisondela nesono asivande kuse nje umuntu eseyisoni esenza isono. Kancane sivumela siqhamuka ngalendlela ayusibona ukuthi ayengeke isono lesi namhlanje sifike spende kanje ngokuthatha kancane izinto ngokomoya. Abantu ababe yigugu bekukhuthaza ngokomoya bayizitha zakho namhlanje. Abantu ababekade bekude nawe ngoba bengamphilela uNkulunkulu uziqhelanisa nabo ngenxa yempilo yabo ibona bayigugu namhlanje.
And so you find when you close a grave and you have to roll that stone, it's a heavy stone. You can't just push it and it rolls. Slowly but surely you have to get all strength together to close the tomb. And so it is with sin. If you take sin lightly and you say to yourself, well, it's not that bad, you know, it can't be that bad, and it comes from another direction, ach no, you know what, you take it lightly. You play around with it, and at the end of the day, you find yourself, those that were close to you are far away.
Lezo ndwangu masese isusiwe, uthi uJesu myekeni ahambe.
And so when those burial cloths were removed, the Lord said to them, let him go.
Kube ngathi ngiyambona uLazaro esebuyele ekuphileni, ethi mina lo sengiyaphila, lo byabuhlungu lo kuyagula sekudlule sekuyisimanga. Umntwana kaNkuluNkulu mesefinyelele lapha ebhobokelene khona noNkuluNkulu lobo bumnandi abuchazeki.
And you know what, it will be amazing. Here was Lazarus. He was dead, and suddenly new life came. He was a new person. And he must think what he experienced when he thought to himself, I was in the grave, I was dead, but now I'm alive. And we thank the Lord for it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your revelation. And Lord, he who hears and does will be like
Lazarus.
Think of it, Lord, if you would have called Lazarus and you would have said, Lord, I'm in the grave, I can't, it's impossible.
He
would never have been helped.
But
because he listened to you,
because
he was obedient to your voice,
he
did the impossible.
And
so, Lord, in our life,
you
can do the impossible. That which humanly will never happen,
you
will be able to do in my
life, in
our lives, if we hear your voice. Lord, help us. When you've spoken to us about those stones, that those cloths, Lord, what stops us? What stops us that you help us? What great privilege that we can come and you help
us.
Lord, you went against all human thinking, against all human laws and regulations.
You
did what you saw fit to do.
And
so in our lives, Lord, let's put all excuses aside.
Even
if I'm in my teenage years, Lord, that when you speak to me, that I know you can help and save me to the uttermost.
Ngazi ukuthi uma ngiza kuthembekile ukuba ungithethelele futhi ungisindise ngokupheleleyo.
We thank you for your word.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ngezwi lakho.
And may it bring life to each and everyone that listened.
Kwangathi lingalethe ukuphila kwilona lowo olalele.
For your name's sake we ask it.
Sicela konke lokhu ngenxa yegama
lakho. And this week that lies ahead, Lord.
Naleli viki eliphambili.
May we be busy with your things, with heavenly things, that we might be found alive, burning for you.
Kwangathi singafuni maniseka simatasatasa nomsebenzi wakho, senza lokho kuyosenza sifaneleke ukuba ngabantwana bakho.
Be with us.
Yiba kanye nathi.
For your name's sake we ask it.
Ngenxa yegama lakho siyacela.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.